You're listening to the Mouse House Podcast, where we talk about tips, tricks, and everything Disney. Enjoy the show. on that. One day I'm gonna go deaf and it's me, that trumpet. As you stand right here and man, he just wails right in your ear. Like I say, you get it everywhere.
To repel border knights. And mark well me words, mate. Dead men.
I don't know.
beautiful persons as you properly warned, ye beast, as I. Who knows when that evil curse will smite the bleeding shoulders of this beautiful treasure.
Thank you. supposed to sing. That's what the scoundrel films and knaves.
They got me on the show home.
The devils and black sheep really bad eggs.
Drink up and be hard to show home.
Drink up, lads. There's treasure enough for all.
I shall take this book for some. Let's start getting from my pencils.
None shall escape.
On your way now, and tell the world you set sail with Blackbeard.
Thank you, Haley.
Here.
That's the leadsman calling out the depth marking so we can avoid running aground. Mark Twain is not just the name of a riverboat or a great American author. It also means the water here is 2 fathoms deep. That means it's safe enough for us to proceed on our steam-powered journey along the rivers of America. On our trip, we'll visit the magnificent Columbia of the Great Northwest, the graceful Missouri of the windswept plains, and the rugged Rio Grande along the border of Texas and Mexico. I'll be sure to point out interesting sights along the way and even tell you about a legend or two. We begin our trip right here on the Blimey Mississippi, heading south and ending up down in New Orleans.
Way down on the river, battle women are very brave.
rich in history, music, good food, and ghost stories. One of those stories involves the old mansion you see over there on the hill. I've heard it said that the place is haunted, filled with 999 ghosts, ghouls, and goblins. And they're looking for one more to make it an even 1,000. If you're brave enough, you should see for yourself after we arrive back at the landing in Frontierland. Side of the river is an Indian chief, and I do believe he's giving us a sign of peace. That means we're all clear as we head up the Missouri River to the home of the Plains Indians. off the port side of the river is a wise old shaman, sharing a story for all of us to hear. He's telling the tale of how a wicked taught a young tribesman to take a hollowed-out branch and turn it into that most wondrous of musical instruments, the flute. It's a legend the Lakota passed down from generation to generation. And there, just beyond the shop, is a tribe of Plains Indians setting up their camp on the banks of the river. They'll be here for a few months and then they'll go. We might catch a glimpse of moose, mountain lions, and other wildlife.
Cool back here is listening to the steam shoot up when it actually starts moving, which we're going to because the Columbia ship is leaving now.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah, this is where we were last thing was on the... Did you get that in the background, I'm guessing?
I should have. See, I like sitting here watching these. And those are legit.
That's real steam.
Yeah, it's a true steam engine. It is actually puffing away.
So it's basically like the train?
Yeah. Literally the same concept. Those, you know, it pushes the wheels. This is just pushing these. But it's literally just a massive train.
So you got...
I just did the record now. I was sitting there and just... I was doing it for YouTube,
off the
just, you know.
Side is Pirate's Lair at Tom Sawyer.
So you kind of get hit with the steam.
Oh, yeah.
Young Tom always said he wanted to be a pirate, and I think I see why. If you're a pirate, you don't need to get up early in the morning and go to school. And you never have to wash your face and hands. All you have to do is just look for treasure all day long. At least that's what Tom Sawyer thought.
That's crazy.
And gets dirty, but yeah, needs a good pressure washing on this. Hey, it's a daisy.
Yeah, the other girl that helped us that was selling food.
She sold us, but she was Daisy also. Do you have access to GMS? I do, but I was like, I don't
know.
Because
if you look at her name...
So I want to sit right next to her so I can get good
recording.
Sit next to her so I can get good recording.
I want to sit in the front.
That works too. Hold on.
You said you want to sit back there, though,
no,
right?
That's fine.
Go
There's
ahead,
a speaker right here.
Oh, okay. Well, she said for me to sit on this side, but she's standing here, so I got to wait
okay.
for her to...
Oh, okay.
So I'll wait for her to move, and then I'll sit down. Yeah, she said... Yeah, well, she's sitting where I'm going to... She's standing where I'm going to sit. Oh, okay. Backpack off.
Captain and storyteller here today. Please make sure you remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat at all times. And please supervise any young ones. This does include young at heart. We wouldn't want our journey to take any unexpected turns, like this one right here. It seems like we are headed straight into the jaws of Monstro the Whale. The very same whale that swallowed Pinocchio. But don't worry, Monstro is our friend today. He will be transporting us to a magical place called Storybook Land. And if you thought he was scary, let me tell you about the big bad wolf. He lives in the cave on our left-hand side in darkness. And thankfully, our three piggy friends live across the way in the houses made of straw, sticks, and wolf-proof bricks. Just around the river bend here, our story will take a strange turn. One golden afternoon, little Alice fell down, down, down the rabbit hole, and straight into Wonderland. where things got curiouser and curiouser. Away we go to a place called London Park here on our right. This is where Peter Pan and the Darling Children flew over on their way to Neverland. One jump ahead, we have the city of Agrabah. This is where street rat Aladdin met Princess Jasmine. He didn't just steal a loaf of bread, but also our princess's heart. The two were wed, and now they live happily atop the Sultan's palace. If you look up above you, you will see these beautiful archways. These are the very ones that Aladdin and Jasmine flew over, sideways and under, on their magic carpet ride to a whole new world. Our stories are filled with love and light, but they also have their dark turns and places, like the Cave of Wonders here. They say there is a magic lamp hidden, and if you were to find it and set the genie free, he would grant you 3 wishes. And speaking of wishes, little Snow White wished for a safe haven when she fled from the evil queen. She stumbled upon this cozy cottage on our right-hand side, home of the 7 dwarfs. Cinderella always said, a dream is a wish your heart makes, and she dreamed of going to the ball and of finding true love. With the help of her fairy godmother, those dreams came true. Now her and Prince Charming are living happily ever after at the top of the castle. Some of our characters wish for a happily ever after, and some wish for a happy little nap on our giant patchwork quilt of flowers here on your left. This scene was inspired by the 1933 Silly Symphony cartoon, Lullaby Land. And if you're wondering how all of our plants here stay oh so tiny, it's thanks to our friend Tinkerbell. She sprinkles just a little bit of pixie dust so that they never ever have to grow up. Up ahead on our left, our friend Mr. Toad wished for big adventures. I'd say we could ask him about it, but it seems like he's off on a wild ride somewhere else here in Fantasyland. Our stories also contain magical people like Elsa of Arendelle. When her powers got out of hand, she fled to an icy palace. And with the love of her sister Anna and help from friends Kristoff, Olaf, and Sven, the two were reunited. Up ahead we have a little alpine village, home of Geppetto. He wished for his little puppet boy Pinocchio to become a real boy, and with the help of the blue fairy, that wish came true. And the final wish in our tale today belongs to a little mermaid named Ariel. She wished to trade in her fins for a pair of human legs so that she could become a part of our world. Though she did have to say goodbye to her friends and family just behind the waterfall in Atlantica. Thank you for joining me here today. I hope you enjoyed your journey through Storybook Land. Please make sure you remain seated with your hands, arms, and fingers inside the book, and I will help you out here shortly.
Together, so nobody has to go find me home.
It is, yes. It's our podcast. If you follow us online, we have a website, YouTube, and everything, and it's all Disney-based.
What are you talking about?
Literally everything. So it's like everything. DVC memberships for timeshare, annual passes. We go to all the conventions, so there's panel views with a lot of the voiceovers for Disney movies and games and stuff. It's literally anything and everything Disney.
If you listen to the first one, don't judge us.
The first one was D23, and it wasn't our best audio, but they are getting better now. So our last one was just at MouseCon in Concord, and so we met a lot of the voiceovers for Disney. So we met the current voice of the genie and a lot of people like that. So it's definitely different.
I guess it pays to wear your sweatshirt.
That's why I'm wearing it.
Please don't judge us on the first episode.
The adventures in Wonderland began when I followed the white rabbit down the rabbit hole. All of a sudden, I fell! Down.
Oh, looking for the white rabbit. Well,
have a look around. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, wait, please. You went this way.
No, that way.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our show.
Stay tuned for more Disney fun.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.